Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, where it's currently a balmy 47 degrees, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And thanks to the people that showed up yesterday at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters for lunch. We had a number of firefighters that were there. Fire Marshal's office from Hillsborough County was there with several of their people, as well as several deputy sheriffs that were with us, and quite a group of veterans all around us, too. So we thank everybody that showed up. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for all you're doing to keep America moving along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of some of the things we have over there. All right, joining us, hour number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before I get to a caller that's on the line, Kyle, I'm going to throw this out there for the audience, because we are going to be talking about this. A recent poll just came out. 47% of Americans believe it is likely, quote, end of quote, likely Democrats stole votes or destroyed Trump ballots on their way to this Biden victory. Okay, to the telephone line we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain and Kyle. This is Elliot Wesley Chapel.
Yes, sir.
You know, I want the Republicans to know this. You know, Rudy Giuliani and Trump are two rare warriors who will stop at nothing to uncover the truth. And it's too bad for some Republican officials who do not see things that way. The fundamental difference in this whole presidential election is Republicans came out to vote. Democrats came out to steal this election. Right. On such a wide scale, it probably would take forensics to determine the severity of wrongdoing, Captain. Mm-hmm. I believe Obama's decision to stay in Washington set the plan in motion. Think about it, folks. He set the plan in motion. It kept him in contact with the DNC and the left-wing Socialist Party of the Democrats in Washington and on Capitol Hill. And Captain, I thank you so much. Have a great day, sir.
All right. Well, I believe the person that actually instituted and instrumented this was none other than Valerie Jarrett. Kyle, what say you?
Well, that's very, very possible, of course. I think this was building for quite some time.
Yeah.
You know, and certainly Biden was hiding in the basement because, ostensibly because of COVID, but at the same time, he did say that they were building the world's largest voter fraud organization, and
yep,
maybe that was a slip, and maybe they knew what to expect.
Well, maybe is just what it is, maybe, I suppose. Now, multiple Senate Democrats right now are saying they will not support Biden's Pentagon pick, retired General Lloyd Austin, former commander here of our backyard outfit, CENTCOM, due to the clause pertaining to the generals. They have to get a clause if it's within 5 years of being released from the military, getting out of the military, to go back in a capacity and work just like General Mattis did as the Secretary of Defense. So we'll see where that goes, I guess.
Well, right, yes. I think that there was a congressional representative who said that the appointment, quote, just feels off due to the fact that it would be another military, retired military general taking over a position that's basically purposed to be, as they said, a civilian position. But then now you have Elizabeth Warren, Captain. She's come out just recently and said that she's going to oppose giving any waiver to retired General Lloyd Austin for defense secretary. And so that's a big development, as it were. And you might see others. And I think, I think it's like 7 years you have to be retired before you can assume a civilian role.
You have to have that waiver. Yeah. Now, the other thing is, and this came out yesterday, I've forgotten about this. Remember when we were training the special Syrian fighters to take on the Syrian army to take back their country and this, that, and you remember all that?
Right.
$500 million $500 million was put out there, and General Austin was the one in charge of that. Do you remember how many people they actually trained with that money?
Well, I know it's a handful, and I'm going to say six.
That's the exact number, six.
Yeah, six.
So that was a huge failure on the part of General Austin, and he never really recovered from that. And as a result, he had multiple assignments with the Army. He was then sent on to something totally different. But he wasn't. He was effective to a certain degree, but he wasn't that effective. So it's something that you got to think about. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Let's go to the phone lines real quick because I got just a little bit of time for this. Is this Todd in Tampa?
It is, boss. It is, boss. Let me do this since I've been with you from the beginning. Let me just say my last prayer here for the country. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for Donald Trump, the only politician in our history that's kept his word from the beginning when he stepped on the escalator to the end. And let me say this. If Joe Biden won, may the Lord strike me dead. But if not, may the Lord remove Joe Biden. Amen. God bless you, Captain. Thank you.
All righty. It's Todd in Tampa. Kyle, hang on. Folks will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, yes, it is. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. He's up in Georgia right now. He'll be broadcasting from the Atlanta area today. I wonder how he'll like the cold weather up there today, because it's colder today than it was yesterday up there. But anyway, there's gold waiting in that far windshield you got. If you give it an inspection today and it's got a chip or a crack in it, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you have that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America, because they will handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. Now, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required if you're in Florida, and from Fort Myers to Orlando, to Gainesville, to Tampa, Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, and drop $100 in your hand when you mention me, the captain. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, those melodic tones. I'm telling you, it's like Da Vinci's on the line there. All right, let's talk a little bit more about this Los Angeles DA deal there, because there's a lot of confusion as to this George Gascon. He has said that Angelinos weren't properly represented, and a lot of things happened under the previous attorney DA's watch. But what he wants to do is totally the opposite. I think he wants to take a lot of people and use this cashless bail thing to where they released them on their own. And instead of locking them up, especially some of the people that are violent offenders, he wants to just release them and give them a second chance. Now, you got a list of some sort there, right?
Well, that's right, Captain. There's a lot of misdemeanor cases, evidently, that will be declined or dismissed before a suspect is ever arraigned, and that includes trespassing, disturbing the peace, minor in possession of alcohol, driving without a license, driving with a suspended license, making criminal threats, drug and paraphernalia possession, being under the influence of a controlled substance, public intoxication, loitering to commit prostitution, and get this, Captain, resisting arrest. They're going to decline or dismiss these kinds of charges out of hand.
It sounds to me like a lot of that has to do with the rioting.
No kidding. Yeah.
I mean, right. I'm just saying.
Well, I can't imagine people could resist arrest and get away with it, but under Gascon, I guess maybe you can.
All right. Well, Senator Tom Cotton came out and said that the Wall Street CEOs are effectively being lobbyists for Communist China with some of the policies that they're putting forward and some of the things that they're trying to sell to politicians and get them to vote for different things. And there's no doubt about that. China's got a lot of money. They're handing out a lot of money. We talked about Eric Swalwell, our number one, and the fact that he had actually gotten himself entangled romantically with a communist China spy, female spy, who also was involved with two mayors in California. So it wasn't like she was the Lone Ranger and Swalwell was the only game in town. There were other people.
Well, exactly right. I mean, this is really devastating, not only in the terms of the political career sort of discussion, which is secondary entirely to the national security implications of such a thing. If you have someone in the United States Congress who could feed you information or you could extract information from, let's say, that's hurts everybody in our country. And so, honestly, of the very fact that he's still on, what is it, the Intelligence Committee?
Yeah, he needs to be removed from that. Right now.
That's right, yeah.
No question about it.
Everything. I mean, just completely.
Another time, another way, another error, he would have been taken off that committee so fast, would have made your head spin.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But again, this, and a lot of this is coming out, you know, after the election, on the heels of this suppressed Hunter Biden story, which tracks back in many ways, from what we can tell, to Joe Biden as being
yeah.
the big guy and the guy who's
yeah.
the percentage.
And here he was, Russia, 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 all about the Russian hoax, and he was China, 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 money in pocket, girlfriend in his bed.
Well, you know, if you go back and look at it, I mean, it would be plausible to at least investigate the idea of why was he so vocal about a Russia hoax.
Sure.
That he had to know was false.
Well.
You know, I mean, because it just is, I mean.
Because he was being paid by the Chinese.
Who knows? See, that's the thing. That's why an investigation is so important. And until and unless that is done and he's cleared, I don't think he should have access to a lot of that kind of information.
All right. Well, a New York State judge has now ordered a voter re-canvass. Get this, a voter re-canvass in the Brindisi-Tenney House race to correct election board errors. Now, what that tells me is that they're going to try to throw the race over to the Democrat from the Republican, because that's a big-time upset there. That's the one that was 12 votes apart.
Right, yeah, 12 votes apart. So here we go again. Yep.
Yeah. Now, also, after appearing on Newsmax Tuesday night, the Trump lawyer who was, let's see.
Was it Jenna?
Yeah, she came down, tested positive, by the way, for coronavirus, for COVID-19 yesterday. So apparently that was from her contact with Rudy Giuliani. But said the four states accused of unlawfully enacting the last-minute voting changes, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, have been given a Thursday afternoon deadline to file their responses. Now, the case may be the culmination of all of President Trump's legal efforts to nullify the November 3rd election results. Now, this is the one Texas brought the lawsuit forward, and the Texas AG, Mr. Paxson, is the one who would be representing the state of Texas. But we're also hearing that Senator Ted Cruz might be involved in this one because he was going to be involved in the other one.
Well, right. Well, either way, this particular case is going to go to the ideas of due process, equal protection under the law, very strong constitutional challenges. Now, where one of the big rubs is here, Captain, is the notion of the scale of relief that is being asked for, not only, for example, in the Sidney Powell Kraken cases, but others as well. And so judges up to this point, for whatever reason, and I think there are different reasons why they have not wanted to have this move forward, but at the very least they can say, well, this, the relief that's being sought is so unprecedented and so large that, that, you know, they just don't want to touch it, essentially. But that's why we have a Supreme Court, to be able to determine if that kind of relief is, or injunctive relief, basically, is going to apply here. And what shape it takes, the scope of it, we just don't know.
Now, a prominent U.S. cybersecurity firm by the name of FireEye said that foreign government hackers with world-class capabilities broke into its network and stole tools that it uses to probe the defenses of thousands of customers who include the federal, state, and local government employees and all of their email systems.
Yeah, this is big time. This is going on all the time. So unfortunately this has happened, but, especially we were just talking about China, they're always probing, from what I have heard in these different stories. They always seem to be probing our defense systems, our defense department and so forth, our governmental agencies, there's a huge cyber war going on that we don't hear about on a day-to-day basis. And I think if we did, I think we'd all have a very, very different kind of perspective on things.
Well, they did not tell us who the country is, who the world, who the foreign government hackers are. They did not tell us, but one can only assume, I suppose, right?
Well, right, and then just in the general sense, we know that China is very, very active in this, but also these kinds of things could be coming from the Middle East, for example, or they could be coming from Russian operatives as well. So you just don't know, but this is an ongoing issue, and it's very, very real.
And for you people that are just tuning in, the case that some people are hearing about, the case that Mike Kelly, Congressman Mike Kelly, brought along with Sean Parnell, was turned down yesterday by the U.S. Supreme Court, which it was. That was the one about the absentee ballots sent back to the, believe it was the Court of Appeals in Pennsylvania, was it not?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, sent back to them, but the wording, they didn't care for the wording. So, but it does not end what's going to take place in Pennsylvania, because we have this other lawsuit coming forward from initiated by Texas and other states that jumped on board too.
Well, that's right. And again, this is a big kahuna, if you will. In fact, this could maybe tell the story, basically. The justices, of course, sent back that other case without any kind of comment whatsoever, but they're going to hear this, so that means they're going to hear argumentation. I expect we'll hear something from them.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're going to talk about Judge Sullivan, because he did something good yesterday, but he had no choice in the matter, because there was a huge movement to get him removed from the bench going on right now, based on what he had threatened General Michael Flynn. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House sent a new coronavirus stimulus proposal to House Democrats Tuesday as negotiations between congressional leaders continue. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin delivered the $916 billion proposal which is larger than the $908 billion framework offered up by a bipartisan group of lawmakers earlier this week. It also contains a $600 direct payment, something that more Republicans are supporting. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is one, and he tells News Nation that many Americans are still struggling, even if they're still able to work.
I've talked to the president about this issue multiple times now in the last few days, and I can say with a great deal of confidence that I believe he supports direct payments. You've got a lot of working people who have jobs, but their hours are reduced. They've taken pay cuts, but they've got kids at home because of COVID distance learning. Those folks need relief, and I think that ought to be the centerpiece of any COVID relief effort.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Fair won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit fairandfair.com. And don't forget, you can call their telephone line 24-7 at 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. Tell them what you, ask them any questions or tell them what it is that you'd like to have them represent you on. They are a personal injury attorney firm. So again, at truck accidents, car accidents, workplace injuries, slips and falls, medical malpractice, get a hold of them at 877-245-6707. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Rudy Giuliani will probably be released from the hospital today, and that's a good thing. And we found out yesterday he was taking remdesivir.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
I think that's what the president took when he was in, is it not?
I think so. And here we have another high-profile case, at least, of, you know, how remdesivir can actually help COVID patients. So that is in and of itself a good thing, but and of course we wish him the very best to get better.
Now, the other thing is, Judge Sullivan was forced, and I do mean forced, to dismiss the Michael Flynn case, General Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, as a moot point after the pardon of him by President Trump. Now, he had threatened right after the president pardoned to keep the case going for future crimes that could be uncovered against General Flynn. I've never heard of anything like that.
No. In fact, one of the headlines was, you know, judge is going to ignore the pardon, basically. And what a weird country we'd be living in, you know, if that would simply just be the case. But obviously, it he went the other direction on this. But it is kind of interesting. I don't know that they'd ever ignore a pardon by any other president. It just seems to be a little too much.
He had no choice. He had to do that. Or, by the way, there is a movement out there to have him impeached. Impeach Judge Sullivan, and maybe that movement is taking on some traction. I don't know, but I got on it to begin with early on, and I'm not sure how many people are on Facebook. They created a group for that, and there's also some sort of petition out there somewhere to have him removed.
Well, right. Well, again, this was a real travesty at every turn, and even when the Justice Department dropped the case, he continued. In fact, he brought in another judge to try to, buttress his idea that he wanted to continue to find something or prosecute Lieutenant General Flynn. That this was unprecedented.
Yeah. And the other thing is the president appointed dozens to government posts, including, get this, Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, well, what, refresh my memory. What post did she get?
I have no idea. I'm just reading the headline. That's your job. You tell me what she got. You can look it up real quick.
Yeah.
But Kellyanne Conway got appointed to something. I don't know what, but it was a government position. Who knows? But the president is doing the same sort of thing, embedding people into positions that they can't necessarily be fired from. When the new administration comes along, he'll have some of his people in there, just like Obama did and still does.
Well, that's very interesting, of course, because, again, you know, he's hedging his bets here with that, obviously. One of the things that President Trump ran into was a lot of embedded Obama people, which caused a lot of problems.
Were you able to find out what Kellyanne got appointed to?
Yeah, I'm searching that right now here.
It ought to be interesting because it can't be anything all that difficult. But she, somebody mentioned that she had gone to the dark side, and I was thinking to myself when I heard this, I said, well, that's weird.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it looks like I'm finding something here. She's to the Board of Visitors of the U.S. Air Force Academy.
The Board of, what was that?
It looks like she's been appointed to the Board of Visitors of the U.S. Air Force Academy. So evidently something to do with advising or being part of that. So
of the service academy.
Yeah,
okay.
Very, very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the other thing is the House passed a $740 billion defense bill yesterday. Now, this bill is opposed by President Trump because of some of the things that are in it, and he has threatened to veto this. So I don't know what's going to happen there. This is the one that also has a 3% pay hike in it for the military.
Well, right. Now, that's the NDAA. And so one of the big controversies about this has been the idea of trying to get rid of the 230 rule protection for, social media platforms. And I think you've had people up on the Hill who would traditionally be allies of the president saying that, they couldn't work this into such a bill. It would be a separate kind of a bill. So there was some head-scratching going on. But in true Trump fashion, the president was able to spotlight something that obviously will come up at some other time and begin to galvanize public opinion about something. And so I think he did it very deftly with that.
And Johanna just sent me, looks like it was a tweet from Jenna Ellis, the attorney for Donald Trump, who, as we said, tested positive yesterday herself for the coronavirus. And it says important point reporters are missing in Pennsylvania suit. The Supreme Court only denied emergency injunctive relief in the order. It did not deny certification of Mike Kelly, the congressman, Pennsylvania's lawsuit. It's still pending before the U.S. Supreme Court, but I don't think it's been expedited.
No, what I understand is that they sent it back, and they sent it back within about 40 minutes of it being filed, basically.
All right, well, hold that thought. We got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's Bill from Buckhead in Georgia. How are you?
Good. What's up there in the great state of Georgia?
It's pretty cold up here right now. It's cold for me.
There's a lot of hot air in television, I've been told, though.
You got that right. Kemp and or Trump's really going after Kemp, and I don't blame him, but... Having said that, thanks for that interview with Trump on, I believe it was Thanksgiving morning. I was up early and heard that. I wish you'd play that again before he was the president. He was candidate Trump, and you did a great job. Not intimidated, and I know you're a New Yorker, but that was a hell of a job.
Well, like that was when he was a candidate, and he was just he had just won South Carolina, and it's an archive of mine. It's a favorite. And I probably will play it again before he leaves office one more time. It's not something I'm going to play on a regular basis, but it's something that, you know, you have to have the moment. And thank you for saying that, Bill, because I was the first one at the time to be able to talk to Donald Trump here in the Tampa, Florida radio market because of my connection to New York.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, and I didn't know if, with your connection with, Root out in Vegas, if he could get you to either get Eric or Donald Jr. or maybe even President Trump before he leaves office, and maybe you could do it during the day and play tonight. I don't know. But anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bill.
Yeah, and having said that, one last question for Kyle.
Yes, sir.
If Kamala becomes president, Biden's unfit, or if he's not able to continue, is it her only call to be she'll be naming the vice president? Because I keep my golfing buddies keep giving me conflicting stories, and I'll hang up and listen. And thanks, guys, for all the information.
Thank you very much, Bill. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yeah, Bill raises a really good question. My understanding is that in the absence of a vice president, I think the president would appoint a vice president, but then they have to be confirmed.
That's true.
And so that's what would have to happen. So they have.
Remember
to
be, Gerald Ford?
That's right. That's right.
He was appointed by Nixon.
And then the
House had to confirm him. Not the Senate, the House.
That's right. That's right. So they have to choose wisely to get somebody who will get through, because it can be controversial, obviously. But that's how it would work. To be honest, I don't know that there's any time frame that she would have to appoint a vice president, but traditionally it would be done very, very soon. But I don't know that there's some time frame necessarily. Yeah.
All right. And, folks, don't forget, they're trying to get the COVID-19 stimulus relief package put through. They've added $600. The Republicans have said we'll throw $600 stimulus checks into the mix for everybody across America if you'll just vote on it and pass the damn thing. Okay, we'll see what happens, but I'll tell you what. I believe that'll bring it up over $1 trillion, because it's at, what, $908 billion right now, but I believe that'll bring it up over $1 trillion. Anyway, we're coming right back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way from the Double D Ranch. She and her husband Don operate that in Carrollton, and they're just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, we're going to get right to. It's brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, and here we go. Alrighty, a little bit of Aerosmith there, a little blast in the past, Walk This Way, and we're going to bring Kyle Warner into the mix here, and we got a trucker hanging on the line there. We're going to get to him in a second, too. But, Kyle, I'm going to mention that widespread, elevated, and locally critical fire weather conditions from the remnant of the offshore winds are expected today in Southern California. Meantime, localized areas of rain and snow are expected in the northwest. Up on 4th of July tonight in Montana, they are getting snow up there, probably got the chain law in by what I'm looking at in terms of accumulation, so be advised of that. And you're also going to be getting some lake effect snow in the lower Great Lakes as the wind develops, and certainly north of Syracuse, New York tonight, going up to the St. Lawrence Seaway, you are going to have an adventure. So, Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, well, we're going to start tonight in Idaho Falls, Idaho. It's 18 degrees right there. They've got the air stagnation hovering over them. This extends all the way over to Boise and most of southern Idaho. Snow may be coming in for Idaho Falls, some light snow maybe on Friday, according to the forecast there. As you mentioned, 4th of July, there's also a what's going on there tonight. There's also a winter weather advisory. This is in northern Montana, and this is going to be in the area of Browning, and it's going to be west of Cut Bank and east of Whitefish, and so you definitely want to be careful in those areas. More air stagnation in the northern part of Washington, and dense fog advisory around the area of Walla Walla, and this is along Route 12 and where it intersects near Route 125.
All right, you got a lot of cold weather in New Mexico tonight. If you're going along I-40 or up and down I-25, either way, you're going to have temperatures that are going to be in the teens and down towards 10, 11 degrees out west Gallup, New Mexico, north of Albuquerque. Temperatures in the single digits as you climb the elevation going up into Colorado. Now, over in the southeastern part of the United States, Georgia, on up to Adel and over I-95, about halfway between Savannah and Jacksonville, you've got a freeze warning and you've got a frost warning all the way down to Lake Okeechobee in Florida tonight, along with that lake effect snow up north. Okay, Kyle, we're going to go to Trucker Rick. Trucker Rick's over in Texas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Where are you at?
Oh, I just a little south of Georgetown, Texas here.
All righty.
Heading south, and all the roads tonight's clear. Sky's clear. Sitting at about 40 degrees. I lost about 10 degrees in the last 20 minutes or so.
Oh.
It was at 50 and sitting at 39 now.
Okay.
So to have some reasonably warm temperatures for this time of year up until the weekend, and it's going to drop back down to where it should be.
Okay. So what's going on tonight, sir?
Oh, nothing. Just heading on down to San Antonio to drop off some critical freight customers are waiting for, and pick up another set and bring it all back to Dallas.
All righty. Well, nothing like pulling a set of pups out there as long as the weather's okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
absolutely.
Well, Trucker Rick, you keep on trucking safe out there, and we look forward to talking again.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Good night. Yep. Take care. And it's Trucker Rick out there. He's got a set of pups going down to San Antonio, as he says. Okay. And, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, you've got the podcast over there, and people can find out more about you by going there, right?
That's right. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. Now, Denise Simon is coming on here in just a second, but I'm looking to see something here. I'm trying to keep up on this COVID-19 stimulus thing to see where we're at. And they threw yesterday at the tail end of things, they threw the money into the mix. The Republicans are trying to get another and Steve in Thailand is rocking over there. Yep, you're right, Steve. We were rocking, and we're going to continue to rock. So, you know, that's what it's all about here, having a good time on the radio and keeping everybody awake at night. He's showing me his guitar tonight. Okay, all right, Steve and the guitar. Now, here's the thing. Keep in mind, folks, that we know that Nancy Pelosi probably has been getting calls coming literally right off the hook with their phone lines because of the fact that they didn't give out a COVID stimulus. And now The Republicans have offered to get this bill passed and moving along, a $600 check for everybody out there. Not the $1,200 as before, but a $600 check to get it moving. And we'll see what Nancy does this time. All right, in the meantime, let's go to the phone line because we do have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Last night, Tucker Carlson got everybody excited, talking about Mr. Swalwell, Congressman Swalwell, and the fact that he was sleeping with the enemy, as well as the enemy being a Chinese spy, alleged Chinese spy. She was also living it up with a couple of mayors there, too, so she was kind of not showing any preference, if you will. But Swalwell, who happens to be on the Intel Committee, he needs to have his entrance on the committee. He needs to have that yanked, like, right now. He does not be there, belong being there.
This event began in 2015.
Yep.
And that's when Eric Swalwell came to know her. In fact, was dating her and had her at several events. She was allegedly enrolled as a student or sold herself as being a student and was apparently raising money for him when he went from somebody who was working in the city council to congressman, and then he, you know, went on to run for president. Not that anybody necessarily noticed that part. But, yes, he did get a briefing sometime later on from the FBI. But the remarkable thing is he is on the Intelligence Committee. And I would also argue that Nancy Pelosi knew about this the whole time. So we can't put the entire burden just on Swalwell. But it goes on to tell you, too, that while Swalwell was saying because he's on the Intelligence Committee, he saw so much evidence that Trump was a Russian operative and went on down that path in earnest along with Adam Schiff, which all turned out to be obviously false.
Right.
He was actually part of it himself, but with the Chinese. Now, at some point, this girl got caught or got wind of whatever she may have gotten wind of and just kind of up and left the United States and went back to China.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
We have Chinese operatives all over the country, as we do Russians.
Yeah.
It just shows it's a big problem.
Yeah, and it's not Russia, it's China that we need to be concerned about. China. People need to understand that. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number, and I'll be back right after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.